our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions, and to episode one of season four, 2023. So I am here. I'm your host, Evelyn Calleja, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Pasquale Cardone. Hi, Pasquale. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Evelyn. Happy New Year to you too. And thank you for those lovely words. That was very kind of you.
Well, you know how I feel about you.
I know. And you're special to me too. And I can't
believe. So how do you feel about season four, episode one?
This is exciting. It's a whole new year for us. It's something to look forward to. I enjoy it every week, and I enjoy seeing you on Zoom. Unfortunately, the people can't see you like I do, but it's a win-win for me.
thank you for that. Well, we're now on the same time zone. We're back in the USA.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss Spain?
I do.
What about the wine? You miss the wine?
I miss everything about Spain. So much so that New Year's Eve, I had a little dinner party and everything was Spanish. I made paella.
Oh.
And I made gambas pil pil, which is a spicy shrimp dish from Spain.
Uh-huh.
And we only had Spanish wine and cava instead of champagne.
Oh, wow.
So it was really fun. Yeah.
Good on you. It was nice. How many people did you have over?
There were six of us all together. It was a lively group. You know, Sandra and Dustin, of course, were here.
Yes.
And our friend Sandy and our friend Chris.
Oh, how nice. Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad you had a good time.
But funny thing about it is, and we sent you pictures, you said you loved the hats.
Yes. Adorable.
So the hats. So Sandy brought us bag of like hats. So we all stuck them on.
Right.
And I don't know if you noticed, they look like saucers.
Yes.
So almost towards midnight, my smart niece Sandra says, you know, we have these hats on wrong. They were supposed to be rolled up and stuck together. That was hilarious. We spent the whole night with those sauces. Well, I had a different hat because I was special.
You sent me a picture of that hat with a little feather or something.
Little feather. It said Happy New Year. Yeah, that was a special one for me only.
It was for a classy lady.
The classy lady that was cooking. And I have to give a shout out to Dustin, who's my sous chef. He's so fantastic. So, you know, the reason why that dinner even happened, because, you know, my knee is still killing me.
Oh, still.
Was because he comes and fills in. Yeah, he really helped a lot. So thank you, Dustin.
Yes, if I was there, I would have done it for you, but I'm glad Dustin was there for you. Yeah.
Now you know why he's my favorite.
In Florida, he's your favorite. I'm your favorite in Connecticut.
Oh, yes, that's true. That's true. So so talk about your New Year celebration.
Oh, I went out with a friend of mine, and we went out to one of the local hangouts here, Bar Russo in Stamford.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a lively crowd. It was packed. And, you know, it's funny when you're in there, all of a sudden you think about COVID, even though they say it's over, it's on the incline.
Yeah.
You had a mask and everybody was like, you know, 2 inches from each other. And I'm like, is this really safe to be here? But then you don't want to be a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
You know,
I know exactly how you feel. I know.
It's like these crowds. It's like somebody's got to be sick in here. You know, somebody's. It's just the statistics. But anyway, it was a fun night. Left about 12:30 and just went back to his place and just stayed there overnight. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's it. What'd you do for dinner?
Actually, we celebrated the night before because he was with his family on New Year's Eve. So I had chicken wings for dinner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did it the night before, which was fine because so many places, and it's interesting, do prefixed.
Yeah.
And I was looking around because I thought maybe we would have gone out for dinner, but we didn't. And my brother, Rose, and Joe are up in Montreal. And they called me to say they're looking for a restaurant just to have a regular meal. And everything up in Montreal is all price fixed. Prefixed.
Yeah, prefix.
So I thought that was interesting. It was hard just to go out and get a regular meal because they want to lock you into $100, $150 a night.
Yeah.
Unless you go to a diner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. So no, I was fine because we met up around like by 10 o'clock. I was at his place and then we walked to the bar. So it was good.
Oh, that's nice.
We had our big dinner the night before, you know.
Very nice.
Everything is different nowadays.
All different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So that's about it. But now we start the new year, and the weather up here in Connecticut, it's like in the 40s. It's been warm, thank goodness.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, you're not freezing.
No, it's been a lovely, we had some rain, but it's been very nice. So that's good.
Did you watch the ball drop?
Oh, yeah, they had it at the bar. So I brought some party favors, and he didn't want to wear the hats over there. And nobody else was really wearing hats. It was all these young kids. They weren't wearing
hats. Yeah.
So.
Oh, to be young.
To be young, yes. Well, these bars, you know, they all cater to the young kids. So it's all good.
All good.
So anyway, this is going to be dropping on the 4th of January. Can we discuss what the days are?
Yeah.
I love these. This is going to be National Spaghetti Day.
Oh, we have to have spaghetti.
Yes, I'm going to have spaghetti on Wednesday.
Spaghetti.
National Spaghetti Day. This is World Hypnosis Day.
World Hypnosis Day?
I really didn't think hypnosis was that popular anymore. I guess it is. Get hypnotized?
I don't know. Yeah, you don't hear about it anymore.
No, well, people do it for losing weight or for smoking, drinking. Yeah. And they do that, but anyway. So it's World Braille Day.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good one. And then the last but not least is the National Trivia Day. So those are the four we have starting off the new year.
All right. So do you have any trivia?
No, I have to tell you on the 4th. I can't tell you today. Oh, that would be the day. No, I don't. Sorry. Yeah.
So did you hear the breaking news?
No.
Kim and the Moron, their divorce is finalized.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, and also the other thing was, she's building a $6.3 million vacation mansion from land she got in the divorce settlement in La Quinta, California. You know, that's in the Coachella Valley.
Yeah.
Like, she needs another big house.
I know, exactly. Well, I heard about her, since we're talking about her to start the new year off, that she's trying to become a lawyer.
Oh, God.
I did not know that. There's two types of bars. There's like a baby bar and then the regular bar. She passed the baby bar after the 4th time.
But the heck's a baby bar?
Yeah, I didn't understand all that. It's like a preliminary, like the SATs, you know, you take a preliminary or something.
Yeah.
So she is trying to become a lawyer, which would be just a joke. I mean, with her her fame and everything, who would want to... You know, I can't imagine it. But anyway, she wants to do that. And also, I heard she's starting to drink again, drinking alcohol and coffee. I thought you'd like to know that.
Oh, well, I had no idea she stopped.
Yeah.
Nor do I care that she started again.
I Googled it before, and it's like the breaking news for that one. She's like starting to drink alcohol and coffee again because of her dieting.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
isn't that nice? She's back to that.
Ugh.
I know. My sentiments exactly. Ugh. So that's it on Kimmy. All right.
Well, so that was our breaking news.
That was it.
So we are going to start a new feature. Do you want to tell our listeners about the new feature?
Yes, we're going to do Sandra Wisdom.
My niece Sandra, who is a very wise young woman.
How did that all come about?
I don't know. She's just, you know, we were texting back and forth on your situation.
Uh-huh.
And she said a few things. And, you know, she's very sage. And she has a lot of wisdom, and, you know, which is part of the reason she has a career that she does. You know, she's got a not-for-profit, My Autism Connection. So she has a lot of stuff. So anyway, I will be texting her every Wednesday. Every day we record
Right.
to ask her what her wisdom is. And this morning she texted, "Life is short, so live it with no regrets." Perfect for the new year.
Oh, I like that one. Thank you very much, Sandra. That is a good one. Yeah, I like that. Could you repeat it?
Life is short, so live it with no regrets.
Yes. Good. Thank you. Good one. You know, she's not getting any royalties on this, though, right?
No royalties.
Okay. She wants to be part of the team.
Yeah.
Down in the, you know, at the end of the, where the credits go.
That's right.
Below production, because you got to give production, you know.
Yeah, because you know how cranky production can get.
Yes, yes. And it doesn't come with his age, but it's just, you know.
Oof. That was a rough one.
I thought we were going to have an interview with production to start the new year.
Well, we didn't prepare it, but you know, we are going to start a different kind of format here on season four. Well, every once in a while, we're going to interview friends and acquaintances, or the interesting people that are in our lives. And we will start, the first one will be production, Eric Rode.
Good. But it won't be every week, but we will. Because I tell you, some of my people that I know have asked, you know, over the last 30 something episodes, like, oh, can I be on?
So nice. Okay. We'll get people on here. Well, you know, I started when the first season.
Right. Before
season one broke up.
Right.
Season two, I started another podcast. And the podcast format was my interviewing people. That didn't last long because, honestly, I like having a co-host for the back and forth.
Sure.
So I only did three interviews. But that's on Anchor. If our listeners want to go back, listen to season two, it'll say featuring. One was with Susan Seidman, Reiki Master, right. A good friend of mine. Another one was Deanne Trimarchi. She's an actor. And a dear friend of mine lives out in California. And the third one was Tony Macy. He's a playwright, actor, producer. He's fantastic, also a good friend. And those were great interviews. We had a lot of fun. But after I did the third one, I realized I wasn't as enthusiastic as I really should be for that.
Like today.
Like today. That's right. How enthusiastic am I? So I think I like to have that co-host too. And you're fantastic at that. You are like a lovely man. And you're funny. And you're witty. And you don't mind when I cut you off. You
know, not every week. I don't mind it every week.
Oh.
Not that I'm keeping track.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, let's take the air out of your balloon a little bit, because we did a very informal poll on New Year's Eve about Harry and Meghan.
Uh-huh.
And nobody agrees with you. Everyone agreed with me.
See, and that's why I didn't come down for New Year's.
Oh, that's exactly the reason. Had nothing to do with your new friend. Nothing.
Nothing at all.
I see. Okay. Well, you were wrong. You were wrong about that.
Did you give them the reasons why? I mean, everybody just said, they raised their hand, I love Meghan and Harry.
Well, they listen to you, the podcast, so they know you're...
Anti.
They know your thing.
I should have been there to talk to them. They would have seen the way.
You know, the thing is, you had the opportunity to come over.
I know, but I had my first kiss that night, so I was glad.
Wow.
I wanted to go on the cruise. I didn't want to be a third kiss.
What do you mean?
Because when couples kiss, they kiss together, and then they turn to the person, the next person.
And they, just out of obligation, they kiss.
Out of obligation, you know what I mean? So I was going to be the third person since I wasn't in a couple relationship.
Ah.
I didn't want to be. So in stroke of midnight, I was like, I realized I got my first kiss. I know it sounds weird.
No, it doesn't. What a difference a year makes.
Yes, yes. really does. So I was very excited for the new year, how it began.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. But getting back to these people down there with these Markle and Meghan or whatever, the, you know, it's like, come on, I got to talk to them.
Okay. Well, you know, you have an opportunity to come over anytime, and I'll have a dinner party just for you.
And I'll bring
stand on your soapbox.
I'll bring my Excel spreadsheet. Is it, or what is it? PowerPoint, my PowerPoint spreadsheet of why we don't like
Meghan. Wow. You're serious, huh?
I'm very serious. I got to at least turn one of those. One of your friends.
I don't think so. Well, you know, I was thinking about this, like nostalgia.
Right.
Like people say, oh, Christmas. My idea is that it's the Christmas tree with the presents around. Like that's what they're nostalgic about.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, you know, I'm probably the weirdest person on earth, but that's not my nostalgia. You know what I'm nostalgic about for Christmas?
What?
Going to a beautifully low-lit bar with a jazz piano tinkling and the glasses gleaming and the murmur of people in the bar, like King Cole or the bar at the Pierre, or there's this great place down in the Village. One if by land, two if by sea.
Oh, sure.
You've been there. I think we've been there together. That's the thing that makes me nostalgic. Like I think about, like, that's what Christmas meant to me. The social part, that part, having dinner at a great restaurant and then going and having a drink at the bar.
Oh, that is
like
fun.
At the Gramercy Tavern.
Right. That's so New York. Really is. I love that.
If that's my idea of how to do the Christmas, you know, I'm walking the streets when they used to roast chestnuts.
Yeah, sure. Right. Oh, they don't do that anymore, do they?
Well, you know, in Malaga, when we were walking around, they were roasting chestnuts in the corner. They had chestnut carts like they used to do in New York years ago.
Yeah, but they don't do that in New York anymore, do they?
No, I don't know why.
Was it COVID?
People didn't eat them.
Oh, what a shame. I love chestnuts.
You do?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, we always.
I never really liked them, but I love the smell of them roasting.
Right. Yeah. No, it is good. Oh, for me though, it's more about the food. You know, the family and the food, going to people's homes.
Yeah.
Eating the cookies and the whatever else, desserts. I don't know. Maybe it's Italian. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, listen, we as Puerto Ricans, we had that too. We had that, great dinners. You know.
Right. But I love yours. I love it so. I can just picture being in the city doing all that.
Yeah, and you walking through the chilly air, and you smell somebody's fireplace because inevitably one of those buildings has a fireplace. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
That to me is the quintessential Christmas experience.
But you won't be. You have to come up here, but you won't be back in New York, really, because you're going to be in Spain most of the next Christmas.
Yeah, right? It's unlikely I'll ever come back up there for Christmas. Yeah. You never know, though. You never say never.
Right. Now I want to just do that. Hit a few other clubs.
I know, right?
And just be all dressed up, or you know, just.
Yeah, I'll be there in April. It's not the same thing.
No, no chestnuts cooking.
No, and no. The Christmas decorations in the bars.
No. I just took my Christmas decorations down yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just thought, it's time. So it was good.
We didn't put any up, obviously. We just got home.
8 weeks. My goodness.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Yeah, I can't believe you're back already, though.
Yeah, but next year, I don't think it's going to be 8 weeks.
Too long?
It was a little too long. We agreed that it was maybe 2 weeks too long. Or at least at the property in Marbella, it was 2 weeks too long.
Well, you got to try everything once, and then you can whittle it down.
Yeah.
But I do have a Google question for you.
Ooh, Evelyn Google?
Yes. Could you tell me where did the New Year resolutions begin? Do we know how they began? Did you make New Year's resolutions? I didn't.
No.
So I don't know if you know anything about the beginning of how this all started.
I don't know any about thing about that, but my sense is it probably happened in a newspaper.
In the newspaper?
Yeah.
Somebody just
wrote it. I don't know why that occurred to me.
It just happened. All right. I did Google the answer.
Oh, you did? How did it start?
It started 4,000 years ago with the ancient Babylonians.
Really?
They
didn't have newspapers.
I know, but they recorded pledges. So you are right. They recorded it somehow, maybe on the stone wall. I don't know. But they recorded the pledges that became resolutions. But it started 4,000 years ago. I was amazed with the Babylonians.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew?
No,
Evelyn Google would never have come up with that.
But you were right because it was recorded. So I'll give you that much.
Yeah, that just sounds like something that someone would record, you know.
I would think so. You're absolutely right. But anyway, that was it. Hey, did you hear about the deaths going on lately?
With the Pope and Barbara Walters?
And the Pointer Sisters.
I know. I loved her.
Nita Pointer. That was the one that got, well, of course, they're all sad. But I mean, you know, it was sad.
Well, for us, the Pointer Sisters were more significant, I think.
Right. We danced.
That's right. The Pope was not that significant.
I know. That's sacrilegious. Oh, well.
Well, I'm not worried. Trust me.
And Barbara Wawa.
Yeah, I loved her.
You don't realize she really paved the way. You know,
hey, no one lives forever.
No, they really don't. But she was really a pioneer.
Ergo, going back to Sandra Wisdom, life is short, so live it with no regrets.
Yes, that's right.
So did you make any resolutions?
No, I really didn't. I mean, you know, I go to the gym. I'm at a good weight. You know, I don't drink too much. Yeah. I don't know. There really isn't. I really didn't make anything.
Well, in my heart, I'm working towards my health. Because, you know, this knee really screwed up this trip.
Right.
And, I should tell you, so we traveled on the day that it was Mercury retrograde.
Right.
And.
Was it? Delays? Or it took you forever, you said?
No, but it just took forever. And I was in a wheelchair, thank God, because, you know, we transited through Newark. So when you get to Newark, you have to get your bags and go through customs. And then you have to put everything in because, you know, we came down to Tampa. So that was grueling. Even in a wheelchair, it was grueling. Poor Eric, most of all that crap went to him.
Wow. But you had the TSA approve the global entry and everything?
Yes. I mean, thank God, global entry.
Right, right. But then you didn't do it when you got to Florida because it was just a regular flight. So you just had to do it here.
Yeah, because Newark is the international hub, I guess.
Right, exactly.
But what a pain. It was so, I mean, poor Eric. I felt so bad for him schlepping all that stuff. It is what it is. So my resolution to myself is that I'm going to go and get this knee done.
So you're going to get a new kneecap? What is it? What are they doing?
I don't know. I see my doctor on January 4th, and then she'll probably refer me to an orthopedic. So I have to see. I don't know if it's surgery.
All right. Oh, speaking of doctors, tell your listeners about your health with your bio, you know, you're taking your medication now and no results, no ill effects.
No ill effects. I started taking that little chemo pill. So
right. All right.
Nothing so far. Could I just stop for 1 second? Production just opened the door and is trying to get my attention. Sorry, he was only checking if we were still recording.
Well, if the door was closed.
Thank you. I should get a red light recording, right?
Exactly. That'll be on the budget.
So here's the funny part. Here's the funny part. In that whole 7 weeks that I was away, I lost weight.
You're kidding.
No, even with being in a wheelchair and not really walking around that much.
And drinking so much.
Like drinking. So, you know what I attribute it to? the food in Spain, the wonderful natural olive oils, everything's so fresh. I ate a lot of bread. I ate a lot. It's not like I didn't eat. I ate bread, rice, pasta. But I think that it just is so natural and so good for you. I even said to Eric when we were in Malaga, I said, I feel like I'm losing weight. How is this possible?
Wow,
I
that
came
is
home, I
great.
was 8 pounds. I mean, it's significant.
You've lost 8 pounds in 8 weeks.
I did.
Good on you. That's great. It's a nice.
Without even trying and drinking like a fish, yes.
What about Eric? Did he lose weight or he
I
maintained
didn't
weight?
even ask him if he weighed himself.
Oh,
I know he didn't gain weight.
wow. Did you guys get haircuts over there?
No.
He didn't get a haircut?
No.
8 weeks? All right. Good.
He got a haircut right before we left, and I
Perfect.
got a haircut right before we left.
I know. I don't know why I thought of that. Crazy.
So, next week, because we're almost out of time for this one,
Yes.
next week I'm going to explain the saga of my chef's knives in
Oh,
Spain. Oh
okay.
my God, it was so traumatic.
All right. Would love to hear that.
Okay, so I'll tell you next year, next
All
week.
right. Sounds like a plan.
All right,
All right.
so.
So, dear, I guess we'll wrap it up and have a great week. And I'm happy for you. Happy New Year to our
Happy
listeners.
New Year. I'm so glad we're doing this together. Our
Yes.
season four, episode one.
Love you,
Happy,
madam.
no, love you more.
Is that possible? All
I think it is possible.
right, I accept it. Thank you.
All right. So remember, life is short, so live it with no regrets.
I'm gonna do that right today. I'm gonna start that right today.
I have no regrets. Do you have any regrets?
Oh yeah.
Ooh. We could get into that if should we get the couch out? Would you like to elaborate?
No. I'm
Ooh.
good.
Ooh.
I'll keep it internal.
Okay, keep it in. It's not good to keep that stuff in. You could tell me it's just the two of us. The two of us and Charles II. He is listening.
Oh, I know. I sent him our link.
You did? Oh, good. I'm so
I have
glad
his
you did.
personal email address.
Oof,
King Charles at gmail.com. Oh, that's between us.
Oh, you blew it. All right. Who knew that he has a Gmail account? Very
Yeah,
interesting.
only the people that matter.
I see.
All right, love you. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year, folks. We'll
Have a
talk
great week.
next week. See you
Yes.
next week.
Ciao.
Ciao, y'all.